Hi there. My name is Pastor Rory Clark, and I'd like to welcome you to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. I have a question for you. What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons introduce you to God, and they make you aware of the things that are unique and special about our Creator. And we use the Creator clock to help you remember the Lord's essence. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 9 o'clock. Today's Bible lesson, God is omnipresent. So what? Well, we've learned quite a bit about God by taking our tour of the Creator clock. We know that at 8 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is immutable. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6a says, I, the Lord, do not change. And the so what of an immutable God is that he is a solid, stable, unchanging person on whom we can lean, because God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He will never change toward us, especially it will never change that he loves each one of us unconditionally. At 9 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is omnipresent. What does that mean exactly, that God is omnipresent? It means that God is able to be everywhere simultaneously. It means that God is not bound by time or space. It means that nothing escapes God's notice or his attention. He is a witness to everything that happens all throughout divine history and all throughout its subset, human history. God is omnipresent. So what? The so what for me is that God, a God who would bother to make himself available to every created thing all the time, is a God who cares. Take a look at the words of a person who feels alone. He said, every morning I'm so alone. I try to shake it off, but I can't. I don't want to be alone, but no one wants me. No one likes me the way I like them. I'm so rejected. At 34 years old, my best friend is still my mom. I just want to date and meet new people, but I'm not attractive enough. The women rejecting me are bad at life. Fatter than me, bastard children, with no education and no job. But it's me that's somehow not good enough. I realize that working hard and accomplishing things doesn't mean someone has to like me. In fact, I shouldn't have worked so hard in life. For some reason, I feel like I'd be more attractive to women if I hadn't. I hate my life because of the loneliness and the rejection, but there's no way to change it. I can't force anyone to like me, so every day of my life is a state of mental anguish. There's no help. There's nothing I can do. Society has spoken. I'm dirt. I'm not worth being around. I will never have a family or a partner or anything. I'm repulsive to women, even the ugly ones. Have you ever felt this way? Have you ever felt alone? I have. It's easy to feel alone in the deep recesses of your mind. This guy does a great job of articulating feelings that all of us feel when other human beings aren't kind to us. I can tell you the feeling of being alone has nothing to do with whether we are with another human being or not. Because I have felt alone in a crowded room. I have felt alone when I am with people. I have felt alone when I had a girlfriend. I have felt alone when I had a wife. I have felt alone multiple times in my lifetime. Yet because God is omnipresent, I know that I have never really been alone. Not once. Not ever. And feeling alone is not the same as being alone. God is always with me. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. To quote the words of the song, Jesus Loves Me, it says, I know I am loved, for the Bible tells me so. It feels so good to know that I'm never alone. You see, sometimes I'm lonely, but I'm never alone, for the Bible tells me so. We have God's omnipresence to thank for that. The Lord Jesus Christ loves us so much and cares about us so much that he never leaves us alone. Have you ever asked anyone to leave you alone? God would never honor that request. In Psalm 139, verses 7 to 10, here's what King David has to say. He says, "Where can I go to hide from your spirit? Or where can I flee to be away from your presence?" Psalm 139:8. "If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol," that's the lake of fire, that's hell, "behold, you are there." Psalm 139:9. "If I take the wings of the dawn, and if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea," Psalm 139:10, "even there your hand will lead me and your right hand will lay hold of me." As I think of God's omnipresence, I think about being in a remote area, a rocky area, of bending down to pick up a rock and to scrutinize the details of it. I'd see ants scurrying for cover on the surface of the rock, and I'd know that an omnipresent God was with those ants when I picked up the rock, and he will be with those ants when I put the rock down. I know he cares about those ants, and God cares about birds. Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. "Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor do they reap, nor do they gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they?" Yes, God cares about ants. God cares about birds. But most of all, an omnipresent God cares about you. He cares about you enough to never leave you alone. Tick-tock, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 9 o'clock. God is omnipresent. Turn to him. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7 say this, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might promote you at the proper time, slamming all your cares on his back, because he cares for you." God considers your problems to be his responsibility. And God is always there for you. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Why don't you pop over to our website and listen to one of those longer lessons and see the depth of the stake of the Word of God that you can get when you do it. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.